Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ricky's boys don't quit, and neither does NBC Sports Chicago's coverage. Download the My Teams app by NBC Sports and get your White Sox anytime, anywhere. Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at wintrust.com/socks. Members FDIC.
White Sox! White Sox! Go! Go! White Sox!
The ball hit deep, way back! Deep to the field!
Holy cow! Carlton Fence has put the White Sox ahead!
Jimenez leaves the ballpark! You can't put it on the ball!
We got a chance to do something real special.
All right, sit back, relax, and strap it down. It's time for the White Sox Talk Podcast.
Hey, everybody, listening to the White Sox Talk Podcast, brought to you as always by Wintrust Community Bank. Chuck Hartfine here in Glendale, Arizona, and today on the podcast, it's a conversation with White Sox pitching prospect Alec Hansen. You know, coming into last season, this 6'7" fireballer was the 46th best prospect in all of baseball, according to MLB Pipeline. His name was right up there with Dylan Cease, Michael Kopech, and Dane Dunning as future members of the White Sox starting rotation. He still could get there. In his first full professional season in 2017, he led all the minor leagues with 191 strikeouts in 141 and a third innings. His plan was to make it all the way to the majors by the end of last season. But then he got sidetracked. He suffered a forearm injury after one appearance in spring training. And here on the podcast, he reveals that there was another reason why his season went off the rails like it did. He lost 40 pounds on purpose last offseason. And that ended up playing a big part in why he had the season that he did. And there was more to it than that, and Alec is going to explain it. You know, when he returned to the mound last June, he ended up having a 6.56 ERA at Birmingham. He got sent down to Winston-Salem, a place where he dominated the year before. He struggled there too. So what happened? What happened to Alec Hansen? Well, he goes in depth here on the podcast about how tough it was, how low it got for him, what he's learned from that experience, and why he's hoping and hopeful for a comeback season here in 2019. So here's my conversation with Alec Hansen on the White Sox Talk Podcast. I want to ask you about last season. How would you describe that season for you?
It was a struggle the whole year, honestly. I was doing really good in spring training until I got hurt, and then after that, it was just trying to get back, and then when I got back, it was just struggle, and then it was just trying to finish the year in one piece and get to this year, and so far, I'm doing really well. I throw a live BP on Thursday, and then I throw in a game on Monday, and then start building up for the season.
This is such a tough game. It's mental, it's physical. What was going on in your mind? Or I know you said your body with your forearm, but what was actually happening that was different for you in 2018 than 2017 when you had all those strikeouts?
Well, my rehab process, I didn't lift a whole lot with my right arm, so I didn't lift a whole lot overall. And like last year coming to spring training, I was pretty thin. Over the past year, from my physical in spring training last year to my physical this year, I put on 40 pounds. So I'm back to where I was in 2017, I believe. That's the year when I had a lot of strikeouts. And I'm feeling good.
Because I do remember you last spring being a lot thinner.
Yeah.
Was that something that was you were trying to lose weight or not lift as much, and that was the difference in your weight?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of a perfectionist in like anything I do. It's kind of the way I was raised. It can be a bad thing and it can be a good thing. But I try to lose a lot of weight because I thought it would make me more athletic, more explosive, and you know, those are two keys to throwing harder. And I think one of the things I struggled with in 2017, even though I was pretty successful, was holding my velo late in the games. I mean, you see Cease, he's a perfect example of what I was trying to be. Like throwing 98 in the last inning, you know, sixth inning. When you're at 90 pitches, that's what I was trying to do. Whereas in 2017, I would be throwing like 93, 92 in the sixth, seventh inning. And I'd be in the first inning, I'd be throwing 97. I was trying to just maintain that velo. And for me, I felt like losing weight, getting more athletic was the key. And, you know, I was feeling really good. It's kind of a bummer that it backfired. I don't know if that's what backfired, but it would have been interesting to see how I would have performed last year if I had not gotten hurt in my rehab. And I was stayed strong throughout the season, because during my rehab, this kind of gets back to your last question, I didn't lift a whole lot, and I love to lift weights, and it gets me stronger, helps me perform better on the field, and two, it's kind of a stress reliever for me, because you know, I can have a bad day and go work out and feel a lot better about myself. And so that's kind of was last year, but this year I'm working out strong, been throwing the ball well in my bullpens, so I'm feeling good.
Yeah, you had a little bit of a shoulder issue. Is that beyond you now?
Yeah, that's beyond me. It doesn't bother me anymore. I think it was just, you know, because I told you I put on 40 pounds, got a lot bigger, more muscular. And so I think I wasn't really stretching much or throwing in the off season. So I think putting on all that muscle kind of just tightened everything up. And I came down here, worked with these guys. It was great. And I was honestly a little hesitant about coming down here in the first place, you know, leaving my family and everything so early, especially after the year I had last year. It was kind of nice to get away from everything. But I worked with the training staff. I got down here like January 10th and just started working with Scotty, Brett, and Derek. And they got me on our program. They kind of revamped the whole training thing this year. And they got me on their program. And, you know, I'm honestly really glad I came down here, because I feel really good. And they got me right pretty quickly. So I'm still on track.
Yeah, and you want to get right on the pitcher's mound as well. And, you know, you'd look at the numbers and the control wasn't there. Why wasn't the control there? I mean, you've been touching on it a little bit,
yeah.
But when you look back at what was happening, what do you see?
It's a lot of it's probably mental, just frustration, just how everything had gone. You know, starting out in spring training, I was thinking I was going to be able to make the big leagues at the end of the year, and I went from that, and I wasn't like devastated, but it definitely affected me mentally, even though I might have not thought that. And then the physical side of things, you know, I'd be down to like 88 in the third inning last year, just because like all the mental frustration just kind of turned into anxiety. And you know, when you have a lot of anxiety and stress, your body doesn't recover as well. So it was probably that affected my velocity and stuff. And then, because I'm kind of a power pitcher, so you know, when I don't have that, I really don't feel like I'm myself and become frustrated. And you get to a point where you really don't want to be out there, even though you should never be like that, but that's really how it was last year.
You probably didn't enjoy pitching, I'm guessing.
No, yeah, I just really wanted to get to the end of the season in one piece, you know, get away from everything and get back to working out, because I love working out. And so combining the mental thing kind of increased, I don't know, magnified the physical aspects of my body at the time, not being as strong, not recovering as much because, you know, probably not sleeping as well at night with all the stress and everything. Just all a combination of all those things probably affected my command.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to imagine what you were going through because you are a top prospect in the organization. Yeah. They still think very highly of you, and yet you couldn't be the guy that you knew you could be because this is a tough game, right?
Yeah, it's really tough, you know, and the thing is, like, you could very easily be like, Alec, why'd you do what you did after you had a really good year? Why'd you lose all that weight? And it's like, I don't want to be just, you know, a back of the rotation guy, you know? I want to be like a Chris Sale, a Max Scherzer, a Justin Verlander. I want to be like one of those guys because, I mean, in anything I do, I want to be the best. And, you know, I don't want to settle for just being average. You know, I really wanted to see what I could do. And, you know, to get to that next level, I feel like you always got to change something. You know, and so that's what I did, but it didn't really work out, so I'm back to where I was.
Yeah. I mean, do you wish you hadn't done it, or do you feel like this is part of the process and you learned from it?
No. At first, I did regret it a little bit, but, you know, I learned, and I guess I feel like I look a lot better right now. Just like appearance-wise, I don't look so skinny. So I'm kind of glad that happened, and I'm back to where I was the year before. And one thing I had never really gotten on was like a shoulder program. And when I came down here in January, those guys got me on it. And I feel like my shoulders are really strong, and that's a big key to throwing a baseball hard. And so I'm excited to see what happens this year because that's something I've never done before. So I'd like to see the results of that. It's like just experimenting a little bit with everything and then just finding out what works best.
So you rooming with Dylan, has that helped you? I mean, you have someone you can talk to who, you know, is along your track.
Yeah, like injury-wise?
Injury or just like trying to be that player, that pitcher you want to be?
Well, Cease is amazing, so it's tough to like, and just the way he throws the ball is just like effortless, and he's gonna throw the ball hard for a really long time because he's so efficient. But it's hard, and then it's just I feel like we're two different pitchers. He uses his body really well. And me, I feel like I'm more like I just use my raw strength. So that's maybe why I tail off a little bit in the game and he doesn't throw hard. He throws hard the whole game.
Is it a challenge to be 6'7", 6'8"? And I mean, there's an advantage to it, obviously.
Yeah.
But does that make it a little more difficult to keep that same delivery because of how tall and lengthy you are?
No, I don't think it is. I think everything just comes back to athleticism and being able to feel your body and how it's moving and make adjustments. 'Cause, I mean, just I think that's what it comes back to is athleticism. And you look at a guy like Joe Kelly, for example. He's a little guy, but I'm sure he's super athletic because I mean, just he's super explosive and athletic, and that's why he throws so hard. And I think that's a lot of what it is. But back to the height, I don't think it's that big of a challenge.
What kind of season do you see for yourself here in 2019?
I don't really have any expectations. You know, I could see myself getting to AAA, honestly.
And that's different because last year you wanted to make the big leagues, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where I'm starting out this year, whether it's high A or double A. But I really just want to get back to where I am, where I was, and have fun being around the team and around the guys. And that's one thing I really didn't do last year is have a lot of fun. I didn't really talk that much like I had in the past because I was, it's kind of depressing, honestly. So I just want to get back to having fun. Like, I've been having a blast here in spring training, even though it's the minor league side. I've been having a lot of fun. I got a lot of friends, and that's made it go by fast, and not worry about anything and just have fun. And that's translated to how I've been throwing the ball so far. So that's really all I'm focused on.
Yeah, I mean, you were a little too much in your head.
Yeah. Yeah, just thinking about, I mean, everything last spring training was perfect, you know, like in really good shape, even though I was thin. And I was almost just like looking for something to go wrong, you know. And then something did go wrong, and then it just kind of spiraled. But this year, I'm in a good place right now. So getting a Triple A by the end of the year would be great for me.
So that's my conversation with Alec Hansen. You know, this is a tough game. There's a fine line between having it all together, both mentally and physically, and not. And we forget sometimes that these guys are young. Alec was 23 last year. He's 24 now. He's got a ton of talent. And despite all his struggles last year, Baseball Prospectus has him ranked as the Sox 9th best prospect between Blake Rutherford and Mike Rodolfo. MLB Pipeline has him 10th between Luis Basabe and Adolfo. And two prospects who are helping to keep things light for Hansen this spring training are his roommates, Dylan Cease and Jimmy Lambert. They're all living together in a house that's owned by Hansen's parents. There's been a whole lot of fun in there, a whole lot of hijinks in there this spring. And I spoke to Alec, Dylan, and Jimmy about it. So look for that on the White Sox Talk podcast coming up in the next day or so. And that is a wrap for this edition of the White Sox Talk podcast. My thanks to Alec Hansen and to you for listening. It's brought to you, as always, by Wintrust Community Bank, your home for White Sox checking with key ATMs nationwide. Go to the special White Sox webpage, www.wintrust.com/Sox. Mark Harrelson, take it away.
Thanks, Archuk. And this edition of the White Sox Talk podcast is over.